ओम नमश्चण्डिकायै ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः। रक्षां करोति भूतेभ्यो जन्मनां कीर्तनं मम। युद्धेषु चरितं यन्मे दुष्टदैत्यनिबर्हणम्। रक्षां करोति भूतेभ्यो जन्मनां कीर्तनं मम। युद्धेषु चरितं यन्मे दुष्टदैत्यनिबर्हणम्। Raksham, so see, we have to read five lines together. Let me tell you what all we have to read. Yuddhe shucharitam yanme dushtadaitani barhanam tasmin chrute vairikritam bhayam pumsam najayate yushma bistutayo yascha yascha brahmarshi bhikritaha brahmana chakritastastu prayachanti shubhamatim. Until then we have to see the many. Raksham karoti bhutebhyo janmanam kirtanam mama. Yuddheshu charitam yanme dushtadaityani barhanam. Tasmin chrute vairikritam bhayam pumsam najayate. Yushma bhistutayo yascha yascha brahmarshibhih krutaha. Brahmanacha kritastastu prayachanti shubhamatim. Mama janmanam, we see raksham karoti bhutebhyaha. So bhutebhyaha, from all animals. Bhutebhyaha means from all the beings. Beings means especially, yeah, from all beings. Bhutebhyaha, from all other living beings. Raksham karoti protects. It does the protection. This Devi Mahatmyam does the protection. Raksham karoti does the protection from all living beings. How? Mama janmanam kirtanam. Mama janmanam kirtanam. Kirtanam means singing the glories of my manifestations. So Devi is telling, Mama Janmanam Kirtanam. Kirtanam, singing in praise of my manifestations, my avatarams. See, for us it's birth. For Devi it is manifestation, avataram. So what she says, Mama Janmanam Kirtanam, the Kirtanam, singing in praise of my manifestations, my avatarams, janmanam. Bhutebhyaha raksham karoti. It does the protection from all living beings, living creatures. Mama janmanam kirtanam bhutebhyaha raksham karoti. Then yuddheshu dushta daitya nibarhanam. Yuddheshu, in the battlefields, dushta daitya nibarhanam. Dushta, wicked, daitya, demons. Nibarhanam. Nibarhanam means destroying or killing, winning. So, winning or killing the wicked demons in the battlefields. Yat me charitam, that which my charitam is a story, that which the story of mine pertaining to my winning of wicked demons in the battlefields. Tasmin shrute, if that is heard. See, tasmin shrute means if that, when that is heard. Adu ketkapattal. If that is heard means what? If that my story pertaining to my destruction of the demons in the battlefields, if you listen to the glorifications of avatarams of Devi, that protects, that does the protection from all living creatures. Then, if you listen to the Devi's story of winning her, in the battlefields, her winning the wicked demons in the battlefields, Tasmin Shrute, if that is heard, Pumsam Vairikritam Bhayam Najayate. Pumsam for men, Vairikritam Bhayam, fear caused by enemies, Vairikritam, Pahivarikalal Totruvika Padhya, Vairikritam, caused by enemies, the fear na jayate, bhayam na jayate. So fear does not happen caused by enemies for men if my story of winning the wicked demons in the battlefield is heard. Okay, first thing, let me tell you again. Mama janmanam kirtanam bhutebhyah raksham karoti. Number point number one. Second, then yuddheshu dushta daitya ibarhanam yad me charitam tasmin shrute pumsam vairikritam bhayam na jayate. So fear caused by enemies does not happen for men if the story of mine pertaining to, or story of mine regarding my winning of the wicked demons in the battlefields. அந்த மாதிரி போட்டிருக்கு. யுத்தேஷு துஷ்ட தைத்திய நிபர்ஹணம் யத் மே சரிதம் தஸ்மின் ஸ்ருதே. For the sake of adjusting, in order to bring encrypt the mantra, they have to use a lot of words. The simple sentence make it complicated sentence. What they say, yuddheshu, it's like in Tamil it comes like this. Dushtargalai, dushta asurargalai kolludal engindra ennudaiya charitham endha oru charitham irukkirado andha charitham ketkapattal. This is how it is presented there. So what he means to say, yuddheshu dushta daitya nibarhanam yat me charitam, that story of mine relating to my the killing of the wicked demons in the battlefield, tasmin shrute, if that story is heard, then pumsam for men, vairikritam bhayam na jayate, the fear caused by enemies does not happen for men if they listen to my story of killing or winning the wicked demons in the battlefields. Is it okay? Got it? Okay. This story is not interesting. No? What is nice? I must break the sentences and show you how the mantras are encrypted. That really is very interesting, like mathematics. That is something different, difficult also. Yaha stutayaha, yushmabihi. Raniji, you know how I take it, Raniji? What I'm doing at present, Devi Mahatmyam, what I'm taking now? You can, I take it that way. We're all old, Raniji. Not young enough. Maybe I can say, okay, I don't want to include all of you. I feel we are old. So we don't know what is going to be next year. So let us think, Bhagavan will keep us for a long time. Let us imagine. But still, better to, this whole Navaratri system should take it that way. It is to handle our thoughts, to manage our mind. And all for us to have the clear, really, for Shastra's vision to work out. That is Sankalpa I do for this particular big Sankalpa I'm doing the Devi Mahatmya this time. I was not very serious all this. I was serious, but still I'm very serious this time. Yaha stutayaha, yushmabihi cha, yaha brahmarshibihi cha kritaha. Yaha stutayaha. Stutayaha means stutihi singular. Stutayaha plural. So Yaha Stutayaha, Stotras, those verses in praise of Devi, so those stutis recited in praise of Devi, Yushma Bihi Cha Yaha, Brahmarshi Bihi Cha Kritaha. So all those stutis done by all of you, and also by the rishis, Brahmarshis, and also by Brahma. The many stutis were done. Okay? There are many, many stutis done praising Devi. So, Yaha Stutayaha, those stutis which were done by you, all of you, done by Brahmarshis, done by Brahma. So, it is Devi is talking to us. Don't forget, Devi is talking to us. What does she say? Yaha Stutayaha Yushmabihi Kritaha. எந்த ஸ்தோத்திரங்கள் உங்களா செய்யப்பட்டனவோ, so those stotrams which were done by you, yaha brahmarshibhi cha kritaha, those which were done by brahmarshis, and those done by brahmana, brahmana cha kritaha, taha tu shubham matim prayachanti, they give auspicious mind, taha cha shubham matim prayachanti, they give auspicious mind. This much is the meaning of five sentences. Again, I repeat, mama janmanam kirtanam bhutebhyaha raksham karoti. Sentence number one. So, glorifications of my manifestations, avatarams, does the protection from an all living beings. Yuddeshu dushta daitri varhanam yattu me charitam tasmin shrute pumsam vairikritam bayam na jayate. So fear does not happen, fear caused by enemies does not happen for men if the story related to my late story of mine relating to my destruction of wicked demons in the battlefields. Then, yaha stutayaha yushmabhihi cha kritaha, yaha brahmarshibhihi kritaha, brahmana cha kritaha, and those stotrams, stutis, which were done by all of you, done by brahmarshis, done by Brahma, taha tu, all of them, shubham matim prayachanti, they all give auspicious mind, pure mind. So if we do the stuti, we will be blessed with the auspicious mind. And impurities and all will die. This is the benefit. Next. Don't remember that the whole 12th chapter discusses only palashruti, all benefits of reading Devi Mahatmya. Next. Aranye prantarevapi davagni parivaritaha dasyubhirva vritashunye grihito vapi shatrubihi. We are going to read 8 lines together. Aranye prantarevapi davagni parivaritah dasyubhirva vritashunye grihito vapi shatrubihi simha vyagranu yato va vane va vanahasthibihi rajnya kruddhena chajnyapto vadhyo bandhagato piva aghurnito va vatena stitav pote maharnave patatsucha pishastreshu sangrame brishadarune sarva badha sugurasu vedana vyadhito piva smaran mamaita charitam naro mucheta sankatat aranye prantarevapi davagni parivaritah dasyubharva vratashunye grihito vapi shatrubihi simha vyagranayato va vane va vanahastibihi rajnya kruddhena chajnyapto vadyo bandhagato piva aghurnito va vatena sthitah pote maharnave పతత్సుచాపి శస్త్రేషు సంగ్రామే వృషదారుణే సర్వాబాధాసు ఘోరాసు వేదనాభ్యర్థితోపివా స్మరన్ మమైతచ్చరితం నరో ముచ్చేత సంకటాత్. ఓకే, అరణ్యే ప్రాంతరే వా అపి దావాగ్ని పరివారితః దస్యుభిః వా వృతః శూన్యే గృహీతః వా అపి శత్రుభిః. ఓకే, హియర్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ 8 లైన్స్, ఓకే, వాట్ ఐ హావ్ రెడ్ నౌ 8 లైన్స్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ద మీనింగ్ టుగెదర్. ఐఎమ్ సేయింగ్ అరణ్యే, అరణ్యం మీన్స్ జంగల్. So, Aranye, in the jungle, Kattil, then Davagni Parivaritaha. See, Davaha again means jungle only. Agnihi means fire. Davagni means forest fire. Parivaritaha means surrounded. So, in the jungle, if a person is surrounded by forest fire, kaattu thiyal sulappattavan, daavagni parivaritaha. Okay, daavaha means jungle, kaadu. So daavagni means forest fire. Daavagni parivaritaha, a person who is surrounded by forest fire in the forest, the jungle. Then prantare, ప్రాంతరే, ప్రాంతరం మీన్స్ ఫార్ అవే ప్లేస్ వేర్ నోబడీ ఇస్ దేర్. ప్రాంతరం ఇస్ అనదర్ వర్డ్. ప్రాంతరం మీన్స్ ది వర్డ్ ప్రాంతరం హ్యాస్ మెనీ మీనింగ్స్. యూ కెన్ సే అ డెసోలేట్ ప్లేస్. Prantaram also means forest, but Prantaram also means a long, desolate place where no people are around. So Prantaram. So Prantare, in Tamil we can say Nirjana Pradesham, desolate place. Dasyubihi, Dasyuhu means dacoit. Robber. Robber thief is called Dasyuhu. So Dasyubihi, by robbers, Vritaha. So in a desolate place, if somebody is, this person is surrounded by robbers. Dasyubihi Vritaha Va, or Shunye. Shunya means also place where nobody is there. Shunya, when a person not having anybody around, or by all by himself, when he is surrounded by shatrubihi, enemies. If a person is all by himself, is surrounded by enemies, shatrubihi, or if a person is surrounded by the robbers in a desolate place, or if a person is surrounded by forest fire in a jungle, grihitaha, shatrubihi grihitaha. So a person all by himself, when he is alone, shunya means the person is alone without anybody around. When if a person is surrounded by enemies, if he is caught by enemies, api also, va, or again vane, in the forest, simha vyagra anuyataha va. Suppose a person is chased, anuyataha, chased by lion, tiger, etc., wild animals. Suppose if a person in the forest or jungle is chased by wild animals like lion, tiger, etc. Simha, Vyagra, Anuyataha, Va. Simha, lion, Vyagra, tiger. Or Vana Hastibihi or wild elephants. If a person is chased by wild elephants, suppose a person in the forest is chased by wild animals like lion, tiger, or by wild elephants, or Kruddhena Rajna. Kruddha Raja means angry king. Kruddhena Rajna. Vadhyaha, Ajnyaptaha, cha. Or if a person is commanded to be killed by an angry king, suppose if a person is commanded to be killed by an angry king, Kruddhena Rajna, Kruddha, angry Raja king, Kruddhena Rajna, third case. You can see how adjectives agree with the noun. Krudde, Kruddha Raja, angry king. Kruddena Rajna, when angry king, your person is commanded to be killed. Ajnyaptaha, ordered. Vadhyaha, to be killed. And Bandhagataha api. Bandhagataha means if he is imprisoned. If a person is ordered to be killed by an angry king, or if he is imprisoned, Bandhagataha, if he is imprisoned, also, api, va, then, Maharnave, in a big ocean, Potes Thitaha. Maharnave, when a person is in a big ocean, Potes Thitaha. Potaha means a ship. Sthitaha means when he is in a big ocean, when a person is in a big ship, Pote, Vatena Agurnitaha. If a person is in a big ship in a big ocean, Potaha means a ship. Pote Sthitaha means remaining in a ship. When a person is in a ship in a big ocean, then he is whirled around. Agurnitaha, whirled round. So when a person is in a ship in a big ocean, a person who is in a ship in a big ocean is vatena, by the wind, agurnitaha, whirled round. When he is fluctuated or whirled round, then Brishadarune Sangrame. Brishadarna means very fierce. Brisha, very highly. Darnam, fears. Sangramaha, again in the battle. In a very fierce, highly fierce battlefield when he is there. Shastreshu patatsu. When the weapons are falling. Shastreshu patatsu cha api. When weapons fall on him. When the weapons fall in a very highly fierce battlefield. The battle. Shastreshu patatsu. When the weapons and missiles fall. Ghorasu sarva badasu. when in all terrible, when all terrible afflictions happen, non situations of afflictions, in all terrible afflictions, Gorasu Sarva Badasu, Kodiya Badegal Erpadugirapol, Sarvasu Badasu, in all terrible afflictions, then Vedana Abhyarditaha, Vedana means pain, Abhyarditaha afflicted. So Vedana Abhyarditaha, tormented by pain and distress, Api also, Va, in all different situations of difficulties are mentioned here. Naraha, the man, human being, who is in any of these situations. So man, Naraha, the man who is in any of the situations, Mama Etat Charitam Smaran. Mama Etat Charitam Smaran. Remembering my story. This story, Devi Mahatmyam, revealing my glories. Smaran, only remember, just for remembering this, well, Devi Mahatmyam, this revealing my glories. ஏற்றத்து மமச்சரித்தம் ஸ்மரன், இந்த சரித்தத்தை ஸ்மரிப்பதினால், merely by remembering this story, my story revealing my glories, சங்கடாத்து முச்சியேத, he will be released from சங்கடம், he will be released from problems. He will be released from problems. Okay, 8 lines together. Beautiful, isn't it? Have you seen that? So finally what he says, Manushyaha Naraha Sankatat Muchyeta. The simple sentence. Naraha Sankatat Muchyeta. So man will be relieved from all troubles. Man will be relieved from trouble. Naraha Sankatat Muchyeta. He'll be relieved from trouble. When, if a person, Mama Yetat Charitam Smaran, remembering this story of mine, revealing my glories. Okay. Yetat Mama Charitam Smaran Naraha. The man who remembers, who is remembering this story of mine, revealing my glories, Sankatat Muchyeta, will be relieved from trouble. Which man? Which trouble? Any of the troubles mentioned above. Okay? All the troubles. You have to remember. Aranye Davagni Parivaritaha. Number one. The person who is surrounded by forest fire. Apichan. Or also Prantare Dasyubihi Vritaha. The person who is surrounded by robbers and dacoits in a desolate place. Shunye Shatrubihi Grihitaha. If a person is caught by his enemies when he is all alone, without anybody around. Then fourth, when a person in the jungle again is chased by wild animals like lion, tiger, etc., or by wild elephants, then when the person is commanded, ordered by a king to be destroyed, so to be killed, or to be imprisoned, then if a person again, when he is in a ship in the big ocean, when he is whirled round by wind in a ship, or when he is in a highly fierce battle, when weapons are falling, and in all forms of sarvasu, gorasu, sarvasu, sarvabadasu, in all forms of highly afflicting situations, all from these difficulties, vedana vyarditaha api, the person who is afflicted by distress, and that person naraha, mama etat charitam smaranne, remembering this story of mine, revealing my glories, sankatat mucheta, he'll be released from trouble. Nice. Is it clear? Devi Mahatma is very powerful. See, these problems we will not have. We have worse problems, okay? Typical, those days, trouble means these are the troubles. We have to be going to the forest. Where do we go to forest? Where are tigers and lions following us, chasing us? We only Corona is chasing, isn't it? So we have to change it. What it implies, all forms of all possible difficulties they have narrated here. Okay. Mama prabhavat simhadya dasyavo vainastatha. Mama prabhavat simhadya dasyavo vairinastatha. Dura deva palayante smaratas charitam mama. Mama prabhavat simhadya dasyavo vainastatha. Dura deva palayante smaratas charitam mama. Mama prabhavat, I'm moving on to the next verse, the last verse of Devi's speech. Mama prabhavat, by my power, mama prabhavat, by my power, simhadyaha, animals such as lion, etc., dasyavaha, robbers, tatha vairinaha, enemy, as well enemies, vairinaha, mama charitam smarataha, for the person who remembers my story, duradeva palayante, they run away from him, they run far away from him. See, duradeva palayante, they run far away from this person who reads Devi's, who remembers Devi's this story, revealing her glories. What all run away from him, far away from him? Because of the power of my, she says, because of my power, ma prabhavate, all such wild animals like lion, etc., dasyavaha, robbers, tatha vairinaha, all enemies, all of them, dura deva palayante, flee to a distance from one who remembers this narration of my story, my glory. Mama charitam smarataha, mama charitam smarataha, from one who remembers this narration of my glory, dura deva palayante, flee to a distance. Who flee to a distance? Lions, robbers, and enemies flee to a distance from the one who remembers this narration of my glory. Mama charitam smarataha. Okay, with this Devi's speech is over. Devi finished her talk. Mama prabhavat simhadyaha dasyavaha vairinaha తథా దూరాదేవ పలాయంతే మమ చరిత్రం స్మరతః. యునో ఇఫ్ పీపుల్ రియలీ లిసన్ టు ది స్టోరీ, సో మచ్ సంస్కృతం యూ కెన్ ఈజీలీ లెర్న్. నకారాంత శబ్ద, అకారాంత శబ్ద, వైరినః నకారాంత శబ్ద, దస్యవః ఉకారాంత శబ్ద, ఆల్ ఎనిమీ డిఫరెంట్ వర్డ్స్, సింహాద్యాః దస్య, ఆల్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ కమ్ ఈజీలీ. ఓకే, మమ ప్రభావాత్ సింహాద్యాః దస్యవః తథా వైరినః మమ చరిత్రం స్మరతః దూరాదేవ పలాయంతే. ఓకే, ఋషిరువాచ మహర్షి, నౌ ఋషి సేస్, ఇత్యుక్త్వా సా భగవతి చండికా చండ విక్రమా పశ్యత్. సీ, పీపుల్ డు నాట్ నో ది వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్షిప్. పీపుల్ థింక్ స్టడీ వేదాంత ఇస్ సంథింగ్ గ్రేట్. వేదాంత ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్, వెరీ గ్రేట్. ఫైనలీ వాట్ వీ నీడ్ ఫర్ థింకింగ్ మైండ్ ఇస్ వేదాంత ఓన్లీ. దిస్ స్టోరీస్ విల్ నాట్ హెల్ప్, బట్ స్టిల్ Vedanta will be effective only with bhakti. See, this we need Devi Bhagavan's grace. This have mantra shakti hidden here. Because we do understand Vedanta. But for Vedanta to become effective for us, we understand a lot. Understanding must become assimilated. The assimilated is stopped by our own pratibandhas. So we need grace. So this story, this stotram is very important. People do not see the value of these things. Because we must do both simultaneously. That's what I do. That is main reason we teach Vedanta one side. We also need these prayers. That is the only way we remain with Bhagavan also. Sometimes listen to Vedanta, bhakti also, that somehow connecting with Bhagavan also goes. Because you are not ready for jnanam. Nor are we able to relate to Bhagavan. It must go in hand. Only then we can understand both. We'll have the benefit of studying Vedanta will be effective. We need these things. Okay. Now Rishi says, Rishiruvacha ityuktva sa bhagavati chandika chandavikrama పశ్యతామేవ దేవానాం తత్రైవాంతరధీయత ఇత్యుక్త్వా సా భగవతి చండికా చండవిక్రమా పశ్యతామేవ దేవానాం తత్రైవాంతరధీయత. నౌ ఋషిః ఉవాచ ఇతి ఉక్త్వా సా భగవతి చండికా చండవిక్రమా పశ్యతామేవ దేవానాం తత్రైవాంతర అధీయత. చండ విక్రమా మీన్స్ షీ హూ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ట్రెమెండస్ పవర్. చండ విక్రమా, షీ హూ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ట్రెమెండస్ పవర్ ఆర్ హైలీ ట్రెమెండస్ పవర్. చండ విక్రమ అన్న అధిక పరాక్రమం ఉడయవల్. చండ విక్రమ, షీ హూ ఈస్ దేవి హూ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ట్రెమెండస్ పవర్. భగవతి మీన్స్ షీ హూ ఈస్ ఆఫ్, షీ హూ ఈస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ సిక్స్ ఫోల్డ్ వర్చ్యూస్ ఇన్ ఈక్వల్ మెషర్. రిమెంబర్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ భగవాన్, ఆల్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఆల్ రిమెంబర్ శ్రీహి జ్ఞానం యశస్ వీర్యం వైరాగ్యం ఐశ్వర్యం, రిమెంబర్ ఆల్ ది సిక్స్. ద షీ హూ ఇస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ ఆల్ సిక్స్ ఫోల్డ్ వర్చ్యూస్ ఇన్ ఈక్వల్ మెషర్ భగవతి. చండికా, షీ హూ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ట్రెమెండస్ పవర్. సారీ, చండ విక్రమ భగవతి, సా చండికా దట్ చండికా దేవి. హ్యావ్ యు ఆల్ గాట్ మై రీసెంట్ పోస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఐ సెంట్ ది మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అర్గలా సూత్రం? హ్యావ్ యు గాట్ ఇట్?
Yes, Swamini, we got it. Yeah, we did. We have got it.
Have you seen that? I've given some. Then I've explained the meaning of the word Chandika.
Good.
Sa Chandika. So that Devi. So Sa Chandika, that Chandika Devi is endowed with the sixfold virtues in equal measure, and she is of tremendous power. Chandavikrama Bhagavati Chandika Sa Chandika Iti Uktva. Having said thus, Devanam Pashyatam Eva. As Devas were seeing. Devanam Pashyatam Eva means Sati Sattvimari. As Devas were seeing, Tatraiva, from that place itself, Antaradhiyata means Devi disappeared. So that Devi, now this Rishi is telling now, the Rishi is telling that Chandika Devi, having said this much, okay, until what she said in previous verses, I mean Dura Deva Palayante, etc. Okay, Dellam Sullivitte. So Sa Chandika Devi, that Chandika Devi, having said all that what she has said until the previous verse, which Chandika Devi? The Chandika Devi who is endowed with the great tremendous power, who is endowed with sixfold virtues in equal measure, that Chandika Devi, as Devas were seeing, Tatraiva, from there itself, she disappeared. Okay? Devi came, helped, and she disappeared. Ah, this is something good. We have seen Devi now. Talking to us. This is how we have to take it. Have you got it now? So, Prithi Solvar, Ividamana in the Devi, Dellam Pesitu, having talked all this, Devi was talking until now. Now the Rishi is telling such a great Devi, as Devas were seeing, she disappeared. Antaradhiyata. She disappeared. Is it clear? You must take until that line. Yeah. Now this the story is told by this Rishi. In the Iduvarikum, she was speaking all that. Having said this much, that Devi, as Devas were seeing, she disappeared. Tepi deva niratanka swadhikaran yathapura. Tepi deva niratanka swadhikaran yathapura. Yajna bhaga bhujasarve chakrur vinihatarayaha. Tepi deva niratanka swadhikaran yathapura. Yajna bhaga bhujasarve Chakrur vinihatarayah. Tepi deva niratanka swadhikaran yathapura. Yajna bhaga bhujasarve chakrur vinihatarayah. Tepi deva niratanka swadhikaran yathapura. Yajna bhaga bhujasarve chakrur vinihatarayah. Okay, now. Te sarve api devaha. All those devas, devas, all of them, te, those, sarve, all, api, also, devaha. All those devas, te sarve api devaha, vinihatarayaha. See, vinihata means destroyed. Arayaha means enemies. Vinihatarayaha means all those devas ஹூ காட் தேர் எனிமீஸ் கில்ட், அது அழிக்கப்பட்ட பகைவர்களை உடையவர்கள். சப்ஜெக்டிவ், ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் காம்பவுண்ட். சர்வே தேவாக வினிஹத அரையக, வினிஹத மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராய்டு, அரையக எனிமீஸ், அரிஹி அரி அரையக, அரையக எனிமீஸ். சோ வினிஹத அரையக வினிஹதாரையக means those devas who had their enemies killed, who got their enemies killed, அது கொல்லப்பட்ட பகைவர்களை உடையவர்கள். vinihatarayaha means those devas who got their enemies killed. niratankaha, aatankaha means fear, niratankaha who are free from anxiety and fear. So those devas whose enemies were killed, who were free from anxiety and fear, niratankaha, were free from fear and anxiety. Yajna bhaga bhujaha, yajna means ritual, bhagaha means oblations, bhujaha means enjoyers. Enjoyers as enjoying the oblations offered through the rituals, enjoyers as enjoyers of oblations offered through rituals, அது யாகங்களிலே கொடுக்கப்படுகின்ற ஹவிர் பாகங்களை அனுபவிக்கின்றவர்கள். யஜ்ஞ பாக புஜக, சி புக் மீன்ஸ் என்ஜாயர், புஜக என்ஜாயர்ஸ், தே என்ஜாய் வாட் பாகஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ் offered through the rituals. Yajna bhaga bhujaha, so as enjoyers of oblations offered through rituals. Niratankaha, being free from fear. Vinihata arayaha, having their enemies killed. Te sarve api devaha, all those devas. Yatha pura, like before. Swadhikaran, 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 chakruhu, swadhikaran, chakruhu means they were ruling, they became rulers again. Swadhikaran chakruh means again they became rulers. Swadhikaran chakruhuna, avargalude adhigarangalai seidhargal, mean they became rulers again. Daityascha devya nihate shumbhe devaripo yudhi. So I change order konjam, just to get the meaning hala. Daityascha devya nihate shumbhe devaripo yudhi jagadvidvamsi nitasmin mahogre tulavikrame. Daityascha devya nihate shumbhe devaripo yudhi jagadvidvamsini tasmin mahogre tulavikrame nishumbhe cha mahavirye sesha patalamayayuhu. Until then we see three lines together, okay. Daityascha devya nihate shumbhe devaripau yudhi jagadvidvamsini tasmin mahogre tulavikrame nishumbhe cha mahavirye sesha patalamayayuhu. Daityascha devya nihate shumbhe devaripau yudhi jagadvidvamsi nitasmin mahogre tulavikrame nishumbhe cha mahavirye sesha patalamayayuhu. Okay, these three lines we have to see together, then you get the complete meaning. Now, Deva Ripau. See, Sati Saptami again. Once I complete the meanings again, I show you Sati Saptami, you'll enjoy it. Deva Ripuhu. Deva Ripuhu means enemy of the Devas. Ripuhu means enemy. Ripuhu, enemy. Deva Ripuhu, enemy of the Devas. Now, Deva Ripau, locative case. Jagat Vidvamsini. See, Jagat Vidvamsi means the one who destroyer of the world. Jagat Vidvamsi means destroyer of the world. Jagat Vidvamsin Nakaranta Shabda. Jagat Vidvamsini, locative case. See, Vidvamsin, Jagat Vidvamsin means destroyer of the world. Jagat Vidvamsini, locative case. Okay. Deva Ripau, enemy of the demon, enemy of the Devas. Jagat Vidvamsini, the destroyer of the world. Maha Ugraha, Mahograha means very highly wicked, highly notorious, Mahograha. Atula Vikramaha, incomparably powerful. Incomparably valorous. Tasmin Shumbe. I tell you one thing. All the adjectives of Shumba. Please make a note. Shumbaha. How? Which are Shumba here? Deva Ripuho. Number one qualification. Enemy of demons. Who was Shumba? Deva Ripuho. Enemy of demons. And then destroyer of the worlds. Jagad Vidvamsi. Maha Ugraha, highly notorious. Atula Vikramaha, incomparably valorous. These all adjectives of Shumba. Deva Ripuhu, Jagad Vidvamsi, Mahograha, Atula Vikramaha. What now? Shumbhe, locative case. The locative case means it's a Sati Saptami. What does it mean? When that Shumba, look at this, when that Shumba, who is Shumba? When the Shumba, the enemy of demons, destroyer of the worlds, highly notorious, incomparably valorous, that Shumba. Okay, is it clear now? When that Shumba, the Sati Saptami, and the Shumban, Tasmin, and the Shumba, that Shumba, Mahavirye Nishumbecha, and also the great demon Nishumban also. Shumba and also the great demon, Nishumba, who is of great strength, Yudhi in the battle, Devya by Devi, Nikhate, when killed. See, Hadisattam, ittani solli, unnilla, when this demon Shumba and Nishumba were killed by Devi, avladha. Is it clear? When Shumba and Nishumba were killed by Devi, when they were killed. Even Sati Saptami. Eppozhudhu kollappattargalo appozhudhu. You want to say when they were killed, you put all the, see all the adjectives also in seventh case. Have you noticed? Can you make an, Vinaj, do you get it? See, you would, a simple sentence this is. Shumba is one. Okay, when Shumba and Nishumba were killed by Devi. And which sort of Shumba was killed? Deva Ripuhu, Jagad Vidvamsi, Mahograha, Atula Vikramaha. Ippadipatta Shumban kollapatta podu. That Shumbe is in locative case. Therefore, all the adjectives also in locative case. Paathingla Padmanima? See, all the... Yeah. All the adjectives are also in the locative seventh case. When Shumba and Nishumba, the man of the demon of great strength, were killed, when they were killed by Devi in the battle, Devya by Devi, Yudhi in the battle, Nihate, when they were killed. Okay? That's all the meaning. when they were killed, Seshaha Daityaha, mean all other remaining, Seshaha means remaining, the remaining demons, Seshaha Daityaha, and the remaining deity, remaining demons also, Patalam Ayayuhu, they all reached Patala. So what he wants to say, one simple thing, when Shumba and Nishumba were killed by Devi in the battlefield, the remaining demons all went to, they all reached Patalam. They could not stay here anymore to trouble. That's the meaning. The whole month, three verse lines are only this much. Shumba, Nishumba, when they were killed by Devi in the battle, Seshaha, Daityaha, all other remaining deities, the remaining demons who are not yet killed, they all went to Patalam. Patalam, Ayayuhu, Patalatte, Arindarhal. They all reached Patala. அது எப்படிப்பட்ட சும் நிஷும்பனு தான் லாங் அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ். வென் சும்பா த எனிமி ஆஃப் தேவாஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் ஹைலி நொட்டேரியஸ் இன்கம்பேரபிளி வேலரஸ் தட் சும்பா அண்ட் நிஷும்பா ஆஃப் கிரேட் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் வென் தே போத் வர் கில்ட் பை தேவி இன் தி பேட்டில் யுதி தேவியா நிகதே சேஷாஹா தைத்யாஹா த ரிமைனிங் டீமன்ஸ் அண்ட் ரிமைனிங் டீமன்ஸ் பாத்தாலம் ஆயுஹு. They all reached பாத்தாலம். அப்படின்னா இங்க யாரும் இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். நோ, they all gone to பாத்தாலம். They will not come to Boloka, to trouble us. So we are free. ஏவம் பகவதி தேவி சாநித்யாபி புனஃ புனஃ. ஏவம் பகவதி தேவி சாநித்யாபி புனஃ புனஃ சம்போய குருதே பூப ஜகத பரிபாலனம். ஏவம் பகவதி தேவி சாநித்யாபி புனஃ புனஃ சம்போய குருதே பூப ஜகத பரிபாலனம். Now, don't forget again, the Rishi is speaking. Bhupa, O king. Remember, the Rishi, Sumedhas is speaking to the king. Evam, O hey Bhupa. The king Savarni, don't forget. The Savarni is not king. The name of the Rishi is Sumedhas. Do you remember that? There's one merchant also was there, Samadhihi. The name of the king is Surataha. Okay? Rishi Sumedhas was talking to King Suratha and the merchant Samadhi. So he is addressing him. மறந்துடாதீங்க நீங்க, because we have come very far away. Okay, Bhupa, O King, vocative case, O King Bhupa, evam, in this manner, Bhagavati, Sa Bhagavati Devi, Sa Bhagavati Devi, that Devi Bhagavati, Nitya Api, that Devi Bhagavati, Nitya Api, even though she is eternal, Sa Nitya Api, even though she is eternal, free from birth and death, etc. Sa, even though she is eternal, timeless, free from birth and death, etc., still, punaha punaha, again and again, sambhuya, having become manifest, or having manifested again and again, sambhuya, meendum meendum, avataram seidhu, punaha punaha, again and again, sambhuya, having become manifest. Jagataha paripalanam kurute, she does the protection of the world. Jagatunde paripalanate seigral. Jagataha paripalanam kurute, she does the protection of the world. Punaha punaha, again and again, manifesting, having become manifest, or having manifested again and again, that Devi Parashakti, that Devi Bhagavati, does the protection of the world, even though she is eternal, free from birth and death. Rishi tells this king, Bhupa, O king, evam, in this manner, in which manner? The manner we have understood. In this manner, Sa Bhagavati Devi, that Bhagavati Devi, even though she is timeless, eternal, free from birth and death, etc., still, punaha punaha sambhuya, having become manifest again and again, jagataha paripalanam kurute, she has the protection of the world. Okay, next. Tayai tanmohyate vishvam, saiva vishvam prasuyate. Tayai tanmohyate vishvam, saiva vishvam prasuyate. Saya chita cha vijnanam, tushtardhim prayachati. Tayai tanmohyate vishvam, saiva vishvam prasuyate. Saya chita cha vijnanam, tushtardhim prayachati. Tayai tanmohyate vishvam, saiva vishvam prasuyate. Saya chita cha vijnanam, tushtardhim prayachati. Tayai tanmohyate vishvam, saiva vishvam prasuyate. Saya chita cha vijnanam, tushtardhim prayachati. Now, tayaitan, if you break it, taya, yetat, tayaitat, taya, yetat vishvam. Taya, by that Devi, yetat vishvam, this universe. Taya, yetat vishvam. Taya, by that Devi, yetat vishvam, this universe, mohyate. Mohite is deluded. This universe is deluded by that Devi. Taya etad vishvam. This universe, mohyate, is deluded. Sa eva vishvam prasuyate. Sa eva vishvam prasuyate. She alone brings this universe into existence. She alone creates this universe. She alone delivers this universe. Sa eva vishvam prasuyate means she alone creates this universe. Prasuyate creates. Sa eva, she alone, vishvam prasuyate, she alone creates this universe. Avale inda ulagathai padaikiraal. Sa yachita, that Devi, yachita, when begged, when requested, sa that Devi, yachita, when requested, vijnanam, self-knowledge, tushta, happily, riddhim, prosperity, cha and prayachati dadati, prayachati gives. So, what he said in this verse, that this universe is deluded by that Devi. The Devi alone creates this universe. She, when requested, prayachati gives. She gives vijnanam, self-knowledge. She gives, when requested, happily she gives self-knowledge and prosperity. Riddhim means prosperity. Sa yachita, that Devi, when requested, prayachati gives. She gives what? Vijnanam, self-knowledge, then riddhim, prosperity, tushta, happily, or you can say pleased. When requested, pleased she, happy she, gives vijnanam, self-knowledge, and riddhim, prosperity. That's all the meaning of this verse. Is it clear? Taya etat vishvam mohyate, tayai tan mohyate. And the taya etat vriddhishandhi. You have to make a note. Vriddhishandhi. Taya etat tayai tat. Etat vishvam etan. Then, etat mohyate, etan mohyate. Sandhi. Taya etat vishvam mohyate. By that, Devi, this universe is deluded. The universe is made to be deluded. Saya Vishwam Prasuyate. She alone creates this universe. Sa Yachita Vijnanam Ruddhim Cha Prayachati Tushta. That Devi, when requested, pleased. She becomes pleased and she gives self-knowledge and prosperity. Okay. Vyaptam Tayetat Sakalam Brahmandam Manujeshwara. Mahakalya Mahakale Mahamari Swarupaya. Can I go to next verse? It's okay. Okay. Vyaptam Tayetat Sakalam Brahmandam Manujeshwara. Mahakalya Mahakale Mahamari Swarupaya. Vyaptam Tayetat Sakalam Brahmandam Manujeshwara. Mahakalya Mahakale Mahamari Swarupaya. Manujeshwara, O King. Manujeshwara means the Lord of people. So King. Manujeshwara, O King. Don't forget, the Rishi is speaking to the King now. Devi came, did her job, she has gone. Now we are in the conversation between the King is talking. The Rishi is speaking to the King. Manujeshwara, O King, Mahakalya, Mahakale, Mahamari Swarupaya, Taya, Edat Sakalam Brahmandam Vyaptam. O King, Mahamari Swarupaya, Mahakalya, Taya, Etat Sakalam Brahmandam Vyaptam. What he wants to say, O King, Etat Sakalam Brahmandam. This entire Brahmanda, the entire Brahmandam, this entire universe, Brahmandam, Vyaptam is pervaded. This entire Brahmandam is pervaded by that Devi, Taya, by that Devi, Mahakali, Mahakali, Mahamari Swarupa, by the Devi who is Mahakali and who is Mahamari Swarupa. Mahamari Swarupa means by Devi who is of Mahamari Swarupa. See, Mari means destroyer, okay? Mahamari Swarupa, she who is of the nature of destructive power. She who is in the form of destructive power. Mahamari Swarupa means she who is also in the form of destructive power. What he says, Taya Mahakalya, by that Mahakali, Etat Sakalam Brahmandam, this entire Brahmandam, this entire universe, Vyaptam pervaded. So, this entire universe is pervaded by that Devi Mahakali, who alone is in the form of, who is also, you know, destructive power. When Pralayakale, at the time of deluge, Pralayakalatil, Mahakale means Pralayakale, Pralayakale. O king, at the time of Mahapralaya, deluge, this entire universe, Ehakalam Brahmandam, Taya Mahakalya, Mahamari Sarupaya Vyaptam. This entire universe is pervaded by that Mahakali Devi, who alone is in the form of destructive power. Mari means destructive power. Mari, nalla samskruta vartha. Mari amma. Now what does it mean? Mari means destructive power. Marayeti iti mari. Destructive power. What is Mariamma? Now all Mari becomes Mary in India. Because same spelling. Mariamma, is it there in Sri Lanka, Mariamma you have? Mariamma irukum, kandipalam irukad.
Okay. We have in Mari's Amma or family.
Mari means destructive power.
Oh.
So very nice. So, O Manajeshwara, O King, Taya Mahakalya, by that Mahakali Devi, who is in the form of destructive power, or who is of the nature of destructive power also, by her, this entire universe is pervaded at the time of Mahapralaya. Okay, next. Saiva Kale Mahamari, Saiva Srishti Bhavatyaja. Saiva Kale Mahamari, Saiva Srishti Bhavatyaja, Sthitim Karoti Bhotanam, Saiva Kale Sanatani, Saiva Kale Mahamari, Saiva Srishti Bhavatyaja, Sthitim Karoti Bhotanam, Saiva Kale Sanatani, Saiva Kale Mahamari, Saiva Srishti Bhavatyaja, Sthitim Karoti Bhotanam, Saiva Kale Sanatani, Saiva Kale Mahamari, Saiva Srishti Bhavatyaja, Sthitim Karoti Bhotanam, Saiva Kale Sanatani. Very nice. Bhava Kale Ndanam Chaiva, Lakshmi Ruddhi Pradagrihe, Saiva Bhave Tatha Lakshmir Vinasha Ayopajayate. Okay, now Kale. Kale means at the time of Mahapralaya deluge. At the time of Mahapralaya deluge, Mahamari. See, at the time of deluge, it is the same Devi who is in the form of the power of dissolution. Mahamari means the power of dissolution. Instead of saying better, I prefer this word power of dissolution or resolution. Instead of saying destructive power, okay? At the time of Mahapralaya, during Mahapralaya, it is the same Devi who is in the form of power of dissolution. Mahamari means power of dissolution. Then, Aja Yevasa, that Devi who is unborn. Aja Deva, that Devi who is unborn, birthless. She herself becomes the creation. Srishti Bhavati. The Devi herself becomes the creation. See, the unborn, birthless Devi herself becomes the creation. Pirappattravale Padaippahiral. Beautiful. So, Mahakale, Kale at the time of pralaya, at the time of deluge, it is the same Devi who is in the form of power of dissolution. And that Devi who is unborn and birthless, she herself becomes creation. She herself becomes creation also. Then, Sanatani Sayeva. Sanatani means eternal. Nitya. Another word for Sanatani means Nitya. Sanatani Sayeva. That Devi who is eternal alone. Again, another Kale comes. The two Kale Kale endu varu. You find two times Kale Kale. One time Kala stands for Pralaya. One time Kala stands for Sthiti. During the existence, that eternal Sanatani Sayeva, that Devi who is eternal alone, Kale, during the existence, during the existence of the universe, Bhutanam Sthitim Karoti, she alone does the sustenance of the beings. See, during the existence of the universe, it is this Devi who alone does the sustenance of the universe. This Devi who is Sanatani, who is timeless, eternal, she alone, Kale, Sthiti Kale, at the time of, during the existence, at the time of existence, she alone does the sustenance of the world. So what in the whole shloka says, it is this Devi, Mahamari, the power of dissolution at the time of Mahapralaya, deluge. It is the same Devi, even though she is unborn, birthless, she herself becomes the creation. Then the same Devi who is eternal, Sanatani, during the existence of the universe, it is she who alone does the sustenance of the beings. Padakkindravalum padaippum avale, aipolum avale, kaakkindravalum avale. That's the beautiful meaning given here. Nice, isn't it?
Bhavakalendranam saiva, Lakshmi ruddhi prada grihe. Bhavakalendranam saiva, Lakshmi ruddhi prada grihe. Saiva bhave tatha Lakshmir vinashayopajayate. Saiva bhave tatha Lakshmir vinashayopajayate. Bhavakalendranam saiva, Lakshmi ruddhi prada grihe. Saiva bhave tatha Lakshmi vinashayopajayate. Bhavakale nrinam gehe. Bhavakale nrinam chaiva. Lakshmi ruddhi prada grihe. Saiva bhave tatha Lakshmi vinashayopajayate. Bhavakalaha means when we have good time, okay? When a paradise, when we go through the good period of time, when we go through the good period of paradha, when we go through the good paradha time, bhavakalaha in this context, the word bhavakalaha means, bhavakalaha means the good period of life. And when we go through the good period of parabdha, then, bhavakale, during the good period of parabdha, grihe at home, during the good period of parabdha at home, nrinam for men, சாயேவ விருத்தி பிரதா. சாயேவ விருத்தி பிரதா, விருத்தி பிரதா மீன்ஸ் கிவர் ஆஃப் ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி. விருத்தி பிரதா, பெஸ்டோவர் ஆஃப் ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி. ஹூ இஸ் த பெஸ்டோவர் ஆஃப் ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி வெல்னஸ் வென் யூ பாரப்தா இஸ் குட் வென் யூ கோ த்ரூ குட் பாரப்தா அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ பெஸ்டோஸ் ஆல் தட் குட் திங்ஸ் யூ லைக் இட் இஸ் தேவி. இட் இஸ் சாயேவ விருத்தி பிரதா. It is his Devi who alone is the bestower of prosperity, Vriddhi Prada, during the good period of Prarabdha for men. Vriddhi Prada Lakshmihi. It is the same Devi who is in the form of Lakshmi, bestower of prosperity during the good period of Prarabdha. Then, Tatha, அபாவே. சிமிலர்லி அபாவே, when the during the bad period of prarabdha, அபாவக means during the bad period of prarabdha, சா ஏவ same தேவி becomes, same தேவி becomes அலக்ஷ்மிஹி, same தேவி becomes poverty, contributing for destruction. Vinashaya upajayate. The same Devi upajayate becomes alakshmihi poverty, contributing for destruction. Abhave. So bhavakale, when we go through good period of prarabdha, it is the same, it is same Devi who is the Lakshmi Devi, the bestower of, who is known of Lakshmi, bestower of prosperity at home for people, for men. Tatha, similarly, abhave, when you go through bad prarabdha, it is the same Devi who is in the form of poverty, contributing for destruction. Namma nera sarappu kudukadla yaru? Who is giving pain and suffering when you go through bad time? Devi. Who is giving good things when you are good things are giving? Devi. So bestower of prosperity, bestower of poverty, in keeping the punya papa, it is Devi who alone gives. It is same Devi who is both bestower of prosperity and poverty. Okay. பவகாலேந்திரணாம் சைவ சாயேவ, அவளேதான் சாயேவ. That Devi herself is Lakshmihi, Vriddhi Prada Lakshmihi, bestower of prosperity Lakshmi at home for men when we go through the good period of Prarabdha. Sayeva Abhave Alakshmihi, she herself is poverty when we go contributing for destruction when we go through a bad Prarabdha. Okay. ஸ்துதா சம்பூஜிதா புஷ்பை தூபகந்தாதிபிஸ்ததா. ஓ, ஒன் மோர் லாஸ்ட் வர்ஸ், வெரி குட். ஸ்துதா சம்பூஜிதா புஷ்பை தூபகந்தாதிபிஸ்ததா ததாதி வித்தம் புத்ராம்ச்ச மதிம் தர்மே கதிம் சுபாம். ஸ்துதா சம்பூஜிதா புஷ்பைர் தூபகந்தாதிபிஸ்ததா ததாதி வித்தம் புத்ராம்ச்ச மதிம் தர்மே கதிம் சுபாம். நவ ஸ்துதா, ஸ்துதா இஸ் பார்ட்டிசிபல். எனிவே, ஸ்துதா க்ளோரிஃபைடு, தேவி ஹூ இஸ் க்ளோரிஃபைடு, ஸ்துதா. ததா சம்பூஜிதா, வர்ஷிப்ட். ஸ்துதா க்ளோரிஃபைடு, சம்பூஜிதா வெல் வர்ஷிப்ட், வர்ஷிப்ட் வித், வெல் வர்ஷிப்ட் ப்ராப்பர்லி புஷ் வித் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ், இன்சென்ஸ், சாண்டல் பேஸ்ட் எக்ஸெட்ரா. ஸோ தேவி is glorified and well worshipped properly with the incense, sandal paste, etc. Flowers, incense, sandal paste, etc. Pushpaihi, with the flowers. Dhupa, incense, gandha, sandal paste. Adibihi, etc. Mudaliyavaihalal. Sampujita worship. Vittam, it says, if or when, if Devi is worshipped, glorified as well, worshipped with the flowers, incense, sandal paste, etc. properly. Properly means with the Shraddha and Bhakti, with unflinching faith and devotion. Vittam. Vittam means all forms of wealth. Putran, progeny. Dharme matim. Firmness in dharma. Dharme matim means firmness in dharma. Dharmate kadipidipadal urdi. Firmness in dharma. Firmness in dharma. Shubham gatim. Shubham gatim. And also the auspicious end, moksha. And the auspicious end, mokshaha, dadati gives. So Devi gives, finally what all she gives, that's the last verse. So when if Devi is glorified and worshipped well with the Shraddha and Bhakti, with the flowers, with the incense, with sandal paste, etc., pushpaihi, dhupa, gandhadibihi, sampojita, vittam dadati, she gives all forms of wealth. Putran dadati, she gives progeny. Dharme matim, she gives firmness in dharma. Firmness in living a life of dharma. Thereby, she also gives, dadati, she also gives the auspicious end, auspicious goal of moksha. Shubham gatim means she also blesses with the knowledge which is an auspicious end, moksha. Nargadiyayum alikiral. Okay, Palashruti is over. Om iti Shri Markandeya Purani. Stuta sampojita pushpe dhupa gandha dibistatha. Dadati vittam putramscha matim dharmi gatim shubham. Sampojita stuta pushpaihi dupa gandadibihi, pushpaihi, dupa gandadibihi, stuta, sampujita, stuta, devi, vittam, putran, dharme, matim, shubham, gatim, cha, dadati. At least simple kindergarten sentence which you can understand easily, isn't it? Devi, kim, kim, dadati. Which you can say, shubham, gatim, dadati. Dharme matyam dadati. Putran dadati. Vittam dadati. Okay. Om iti Shri Markandeya Purane. Savarnike Manvantare Devi Mahatmi. Devi Charita Mahatmyam Nama Dvadashodhyaya. So, okay. In Devi Markandeya Purana, this is a specific chapter discussing Devi's actually, in this chapter, we discuss the greatness of Devi Mahatmya. So, benefit of is Palashruti, benefit of reciting this with Bhakti and Shraddha. Okay, in this chapter, how many shlokas are there? 38 shlokas, 41 mantras. We must make a note of every chapter, how many mantras, how many shlokas. In this chapter, 38 shlokas, 41 mantras. If you count from the beginning, from chapter 1 onwards, 560 and a half mantras. Ainutru arubad ara. Ara mantra will look. Okay. 560 and a half mantras are here. The shlokas are here. until now we have covered 560.5 shloka mantras, 671 mantras we have completed. 671 mantras are over. So 30 more mantras we cover finished. 700 mantras. But that will be coming in the 13th end to end chapter. Okay. That will be nice. How many verses are there? We have 17.5 mantras. 17.5 shlokas are there next. Can you believe? Hip hop. 560.5 mantras are over. So 17.5 shlokas are going to be there. You have to count now. 560 plus 77, 78 shlokas totally. Mantras will be 700. Shlokas are different from mantras. 17.5 shlokas we have to cover. Okay, we'll do text class, no problem. We can do the Dhyana Shlokam if you want, otherwise we can do next class. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.